Colby, Calais, Tri, Brian, and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. It's 8:31. It's a back-to-work Monday. He took the day off to hang out with us. Comedian Charles J. Moore is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. You're a local guy. You grew up here. Your family's here. And you've got a pretty good-sized family. So, I mean, a lot of folks know who you are.
I've got a pretty big family. And, yeah, I did grow up here, born and raised, E-Town graduate.
Yeah, so what year did you graduate?
2005.
Oh, my God, he's so young.
I know. Yes.
I actually did my job shadowing here. It's
you did job shadowing at Quixie?
Actually, when I was younger, I wanted to start my own radio station. That was my goal before I gave up.
Oh, don't give up. He gave up.
You know, we can probably find you a radio station and see if we – would you like to buy one now?
possibly.
Well, it is a lot of fun to be in the radio business.
It is.
It's a lot of fun to make people laugh, too, and you got into the comedy game. How did this come about?
Well, it was something that I always wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be a comedian when I was a teenager, but I'm just, like, really shy. I'm a huge introvert, so I knew it would take a long time before I ever got on stage, but I eventually did it, and I loved it.
So how does a guy who's introverted decide I want to get in front of people and tell my personal opinions and thoughts and try to make them smile? Because that doesn't seem scary.
Oh, it is scary, but it took a long time to come out of my shell. Making my friends laugh. And then social media came along. I let you post funny content and let introverts be themselves online. So I started posting jokes online and started getting traction from like real comedians. So it gave me the motivation to actually try it.
So when was the first time you went up on stage and where was it?
It was at an open mic in Louisville, October of 2014.
Wow. So what? You've been doing this almost 10 years then, coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, about 8.5 years, yeah.
That's awesome. Favorite gig you've ever done?
2 years ago, I got to fly out to Los Angeles to do a show with Kev on stage, pretty well-known comic. And he does a show that's broadcast all over the country. So it's not necessarily TV, but it's still live stream.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty huge opportunity and felt amazing to do that.
Well, every opportunity leads to another opportunity and another opportunity. So you say you went to E-Town High School. You know, do you feel like that set you up for life? I mean, you know, do you feel like you got a good education and prepared you for adulthood?
I mean, I can read and count, but
you can read and count.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't seem super positive.
I think I did all right. Like I said, I did want to do my own radio station, so I looked into it and said, oh, I need to get a business degree. All right, I'll go to college, and then I flunked out.
So your dreams have been shattered. You dropped out of college. You're an introvert, and now you're a comedian. This is great.
That's where it had to lead to, right?
I guess so. So obviously, you come into life and you've got some preconceived notions about things. Do you have anything that you're confused about still, or do you think you've got it all figured out?
I'm still learning things. Like, I just found out where pickles came from like 2 years ago.
You're what? Joking.
Yeah. Granted, it's never been a priority to know where pickles came from, but I just assume they just grew in the wild.
You're joking, right?
I wish I was, but I just assume they grew in the wild.
So how did this revelation come about exactly?
I was at work one day and my coworker said, well, I made pickles this weekend. What? How do you make pickles? Well, Charles, you just take some cucumbers and you do some magic and you've got pickles. Like, word?
So you thought this woman was straight up lying to you.
I did. I didn't know.
You thought it was like some special pickles because it was like you make them into what?
I thought pickles grew on trees.
Everybody's just out there at the pickle tree. Oh. Is there any other stuff you just learned in the last couple of years you're shocked to find out?
I learned that it only takes like 2 weeks for a chicken to come into life. Like, I learned that moments
like
ago, really.
30 seconds ago.
He was a little confused because we do have the Quixie chicks. We do he have says, chickens here.
Yeah, he said he noticed the chickens. And he said, what next?
He said, why do you have them, man? What's going on? So we started explaining the life cycle of a chicken and a little surprised, a little impressed, and I think a little confused as to why we have them. But, you know, Welcome to our show.
We're learning as we go too. We get some hens and we got some fertile eggs and now we've got an incubator. So you live and learn.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna have him hang out for a little while longer. Charles Moore's here. He's a stand-up comic. He's a local guy, and we're so glad to have him here with us this morning. We'll pick his brain a little more and get some information from him. Mimi Webb, Red Flags, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3, hanging out this morning with local comic Done Good. His name is Charles J. Moore, and he's done a lot of shows throughout the area. You've got a kind of a regular thing you do called E-Town Comedy Night at Bourbon Barrel Tavern. When's the next one of those coming up?
The next one is Wednesday.
Oh, it's like 2 days from now.
2 days, yeah.
Who's going to be on the bill with you that night?
I've got a headliner from Georgetown, Kentucky, Goo McIntyre. I got a couple of guys from Louisville.
You kind of put these together out of your friends, out of the people you meet out on the circuit. I guess for lack of a better way of putting it, you curate this. So this is your show, and of course you host it and do some of your own material as well. And that's a cool spot to be in where you can give other guys a chance to come to the town and do a place that they normally wouldn't be able to come and do shows at.
Oh, absolutely. And it always been a dream just to do a show in E-Town, a regular show. And we've been doing it for about a year and a half. They've been really good.
That's awesome. Crowds are usually pretty good from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. It's usually almost a full house.
Yeah, yeah. So you talked about earlier that when you were a kid, you kind of had this dream of owning a radio station, but you gave up on it. Do you have like some other business venture you'd be interested in now, like a dream or an idea for something?
Well, I do kind of want to start my own adoption agency.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I don't really care about kids that much. I just want to do radio as like Tony Melito. I think that'll be fun. You turn your radio. Woo! Charles Moore here, baby dealer for the people. Come on down to Budget Baby Sales, best certified pre-owned babies in the county. Oh, you got black babies, white babies, Chinese babies. Get one twin, get the other half off. Credit, forget it. You deserve a nicer, newer baby.
You deserve a nicer, newer baby. Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's good. Oh, do you remember where you were when you wrote that? Because that's awesome.
I don't remember where the inspiration struck, but it just came to me and I started laughing and wrote it down. So,
so a lot of comics will keep a work notebook. Like, you know, it's literally just, it might not be a complete joke, but it's the punchline or it's just the germ of an idea. Do you have like something working all the time or are
Absolutely. I've got this.
Like your notes on your phone?
A running list from about 2015 of just ideas.
That is long.
I hope you have that backed up.
Yeah, it's on the cloud.
Okay.
I was going to say, because if you lose that, like, you could cry for days.
There goes my career.
And days.
All of my silly ideas gone.
Oh. Mm. So if folks were interested in coming to see you or if they want to follow you on social media, you're pretty good about posting some great insights and some short jokes and original material as well. How do they find you out there?
Facebook, Charles Moore Comedy. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Charles270, TikTok, Charles is funny. I try to post on all of those.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you in here, and thank you for taking the time to come in today.
Before you leave, we have to make sure we say hi to Mom.
Oh.
Because, you know, Mom is one of our biggest fans. And
she
we
does
love
listen
her.
To the show a
Mom's
lot.
Mom's an yeah. avid listener.
We love her.
Mitzi's definitely listening right now. She said hi.
Hi, Mitzi.
Well, we'll take a picture with you as proof that you were actually here today.
Yeah.
Charles J. Moore, stand-up comedian, local guy, and, you know, friend to pretty much everybody that knows him. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.